That tour was amazing. You know, we started off, we did a week in Prague, Czechoslovakia. It was, you know, it was a funny thing that happened on that week. We were disappointed, you know, because the first night of the concert was set aside for VIP, you know, all the embassy personnel and all the African delegate, you know, for the VIP performance, you know, mm-hmm. like I guess a Broadway opening, you know. So everybody was there, you know, and all the Czechoslovakian government had really rolled out the red carpet treatment. The what was his name? Who was the premier of Czechoslovakia at the time? He met us at the airport. He's not there anymore. I think he got in trouble with.
Oh,
the
you
Russians
mean Dubček?
Dubček.
Dubček, oh, really?
Was there at the airport to meet us, and every. So the night of the concert, the place was packed with VIPs, you know, and they had the section in front for the American Embassy personnel, you know. Not one person from the American Embassy was there, because I guess they were afraid that maybe it would be a flop, because this is the first time the jazz had been behind the Iron Curtain like this, you know. So not one was there, and Louis was very hurt. He was hurt, you know. Not one was there. So we did the concert, and it was a complete sensation. It was the next day that our picture was on the front page, all on television and everything. And then the night of the second concert, the American section was completely filled, everybody with flags on it. I said, look at those turkeys jive, you know. Again, you know, oh, that's our man,
yeah.
Fair weather friends, you know. And Louis was hurt, but after, you know, Louis, he laughed. He said, well, and we got him here anyway, didn't we, you know? But that was just one instance.